Today's shir is Masechta Nazir on Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, with the words Masiv Rava. Let us begin with a short Hagdama. Our Gemara today will be discussing three Halach L'Moshe Masinais. One of them we've learned quite a bit in the previous Dafim, and that is Mois Stu Mois Yiplu L'Nedava. That if there was a Naziris, which of a wife, for example, that was revoked by her husband, or a Nazir who died, and he left over money that had been earmarked for his Korbanis, but he did not specify, or in the case of the wife, when she set aside this money, she did not specify for which Korbanis the money would be for, which part of the money would be for chattis, which would be for oilo, which would be for shlamim. That's called mois stumois. So now that this money cannot be used anymore for the korbanos of a nazir, so yiplu nedava, when the mizbeach has kaitz hamizbeach, there's nothing else being brought on the mizbeach, the money is used as a halach l'moshe m'sinai, for oilos nedava. The chiddush is, even though it has in it money of chatos, and normally a chatos is supposed to be destroyed, or if it's an animal, it's supposed to die if it can't be used for a chatos. So the chiddush of the halach l'moshe m'sinai is that all the money, both of the shlamim and of the oilo, and even of the chatos, it can all be used now for an oilos nedava. The second halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that if a father left over mois to mois, the son is able to use that money to bring karbonis for his own naziris. We learned in yesterday's shir that this is only if the son becomes a nazir after the father died. If the son was a nazir in the lifetime of the father, then he cannot use the money of his father. This too, this din that we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, is also a halach l'moshe m'sinai. And there is a third halach l'moshe m'sinai, which we're going to see that Tosos discusses, and that is chata shemesu ba'alea l'misa azla, that a korban chatas, if a behema was designated to be a korban chatas, and the bailim died, then that animal, which can no longer be brought as a chatas since the baal died, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that it has to be left over to die. Also, which we need to know before we begin the Gemara, is that we're now going to learn for the next amud a long brisa, and Rava's question will be found at the end of the brisa, and it will be a challenge to Rav Nachman. We learned in yesterday's shir, and in fact, it started on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, that Rav Nachman said that an animal that is a baalas mum, you don't have to wait for a mum, but it already has a mum in it. If that was left over, it could not be used for a naziris in the case where a nazir died, for example. So since it can easily be converted into cash, into money, so that has a locha like mois stumin. And if the animal has to be sold, that's considered mois stumin. And all the money that one would get for this animal, balmum, when it's sold, let's say there were three animals there that were going to be sold for the to be used, the money will be used for the three korbanos of the nazir. This is considered cash. This goes into the halach l'moshe m'sinai of mois stumin. And therefore, all the money is used for oilas nedava on the kayetz mizbeach. Rav Nachman was the one who said this then. And at the end of the brisa, Rav is going to challenge Rav Nachman on this halacha that he equates baal mum to readily available cash. And finally, before we begin with the words of Rava, the brice that Rava brings is predicated on three psukim in Vayikra Perik Dalet. One is in Pasuk Chav Gimel, one is in Pasuk Chav Ches, and the third one is in Pasuk Lamed Beis. In all of these three psukim, the word karbonoi is used. The Rosh, two lines from the bottom of the Yamud, tells us, Divri Amaskel Talmud Loimer Korbanoi, Tlosa Zimnik Siv Gabichatas Korbanoi, Chad Benasi, Utrain Biyachit. The first time Korbanoi is used is in the Pasuk concerning a Chatas of a Nasi, and the second and third time it's speaking about a Yachid, an individual, and there one time it's a Korbanoi concerning Seiras Izim, goats, and the in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the final time that it says Korbanoi, it's concerning a Yachid with a Keves. The three psukim are Vayikra Dalet Chav Gimel Oyhoide Lav Chatos Yeshachata Ba Vehavius Korbanoi Seir Izim Zachar Tomim. That's concerning the Nasi. So we see the word Korbanoi in Pasuk Chav Ches. There in Perek Dalet by a Yachid it says Oyhoide Lav Chatos Yeshachata Vehavi Korbanoi Siras Izim Tomim and a Keval Chatos Yeshachata. And finally, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, concerning a Yachid by a Keves, again Korbanoi. The Im Keves Yavi Korbanoi Lechatos Nekeva Tamima Yiviena. And now the Bryce is going to explain why we need these three times the mention of the word Korbanoi. Let us begin with Rava's Bryce of, as we mentioned, at the end of that Bryce, he's going to challenge Rav Nachman. Most of Rav asked Rav a question on Rav Nachman. We're 14 lines from the bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. It says in the Torah, Korbanoi. This is the Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Gimel concerning the Nasi. So we learn out, B'Korbanoi Hu Yotze. A person is Yotze with his Korban, or let's say in the case of a Nasi. The Nasi will be Yotze with his own Korban Chatas. Vein a Yotze with Korban of it, but he cannot use the Korban of his father. If his father was Chayv in a Chatas, and he now wants to give it to his son, that his son should use it for his Chiv Chatas, he's not able to. It has to be one's own Korban. Yochol, now in this, let us just pause for 1 second to mention a famous question here of Tosfos. Tosfos is found in the sixth bottom Tosfos. Divri Amaschel ve'ein ha'yotze b'korbanov, says Tosfos, Tzorach Iyun. Dema Yitzrach Kro, Havadeh dechata shemesu baleh lemisa azla. As we mentioned at the Akdam of this year, the third halacha l'mayishu mesina that our sugya discusses is that chata shemesu baleh, if the Baal dies, and now you have a leftover chatas which you cannot bring since there is no bailim that is alive. The halacha is halacha l'maish mesinai l'misa azla, that the animal is left over to die. So if so, as Tosfos, what do I need a special limit over here by chatas? That if the owner, for example, the owner died, and now the son wants to use the korban of his father, that he's not able to use it. Of course he can't use it. It's chatas shemesu baleh, and chatas shemesu baleh. We have a halacha l'moshe Sinai, that lemisa azla, the son can't use it. Tosfos does not give an answer. The Pirush HaMishnah Yisla Rambam in Masech Krisis does offer an answer, and he says, when is the din halacha l'moshe Sinai that chata shemesh bala leo? Lemisa azla, that's only if there is no owner left over. However, here, where the son is also chai of a chatas, if we would permit, were it not for the miut of korbanoi and not the korban of his father, we could say that since he's chai of a chatas, bra kara davua, the son is in place of the father, and if we would have given him the right, it would mean that he now becomes the owner. So the whole time there's Allah l'moshe m'sinai of chata shemesh balel l'misa azla, that's if there is no owner. But here, if the Torah had given the son the authority to bring his father's chatas as his own chatas for his own aveira, so then it means that the Torah considers that this korban is now legally, it belongs to the son. So I do have an owner. If I do have an owner, there's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai of chata shemesu baleh. That's only said when there is no owner. So I would have thought that it does work because the son is considered the owner. On that I have the pasuk, the miyat, korbanoi, and not the korban of his father. Continues the Gemara. Yachol, lo Yatsa b'korbanoi shel aviv shehifrish min akala ala chamuroi min achamura ala kala. I would have thought that when can the son not bring for a an aveira b'shoigeg, the korban of his father? That's only if he wants to use something that his father was using for kala, and he wants to use it for chamura, which means that achatas comes for a number of aveiras. Some of the aveiras b'mezid receive an onish, an easy onish, or an easier onish, and some receive a hard onish. For example, one bishogeg brings a chatas for eating chaylev or dam. Chaylev or dam, if eaten b'mezid, the halach is one receives kores. However, for avodah zara or Shabbos, which is done bishogeg, a chatas is brought, but b'mezid, one can receive skila. So avodah zara and Shabbos is considered a chomer, and chaylev or dam is a kala. So I would say, when do I have the first korbanoi to be memayit, that a son cannot use the chatas of his father? That's only if he wants to use a chatas that was designated for an easy aveira, chaylev adam. He wants to now use it for his own aveira, which was bishoygeg, but it was an aveira chamura of Shabbos and avodah zarah. Oy min achamura lakala, or his father had designated for chamura, and he wants to now use it for kala. Ah, well, I would have thought yaitz b'korban shehifrish aviv min akala ala kala oy min achamura ala chamura. But let's say his father had a chata set aside for an aver chamura of Shabbos, and now he wants to use it for an aver chamura of avodah zara, the son. So since they're both skila b'mezid, they're equal to each other. So I would have thought that perhaps that's permitted. Or, for example, if the father had set it aside for kala, for dam, which b'mezid is kores, and he wants to now use it for chaylev, which is the same level. So maybe on the same level, the son could use the chatas of the father. Talmud loimer korbanoi korbanoi. So that's why I have the pasuk of the second korbanoi. I have the korbanoi by a yochid, by the seiras izim, where it also says korbanoi. And what does that teach you? The second korbanoi, the korbanoi who yoytzim and the yoytzim korbanoi shal aviv. No, if his father set aside the chatas for his own korban, the son cannot subsequently use it for the chatas of his own chatas, even though it's maybe on the same level. Continues the Gemara, Yochel lo yotze b'korban av b'behema. I would think that when can you not be yotze with the korban of your father? That's only when we're speaking about a behema. Shehifrish, that the father set it aside. Afilu min akala ala kala, min achamura ala chamura. Even if it's from easy avera to easy avera, or from difficult avera to difficult avera. Why? Sharei ein odem megaleach al behemas of b'naziris. Because by naziris, if a father left over an animal for a son, the father died, the son is not able to use the animal that his father left over for his, the son will not be able to use it for his korbanos naziris. There's only one exception where by naziris, a son can use that which his father designated, and that one exception is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that a son can use the money stumim, the mois stumim that the father left over. If the mois is mefurish, or if the father left over behema, then the son cannot use it, even by naziris. The only exception halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is when the son will use mois stumim. But so I would have thought that when do you have the korbanois by a chatos to not allow the son to use that which his father set aside? That's only if his father set aside a behema. Because by nazirus, we also don't find a precedent that a son can use the behema that his father set aside. Avol yoytze b'moy shehifer shaviv. But one is allowed to use the money, as opposed to the animal, the money that the father set aside for a chatas. I would have thought that, if the father left you over money, then even if the father designated it for chamura, for Shabbos, and you want to use it for chaylev or dam, which is kal, or vice versa, maybe there it will help. Why? because I find a precedent by Nazirus where that works. Sharei Adam Megaleach Amois Aviv BeNazirus. Because by Nazirus, as we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, a son is able, it's called, the Lashon is to share off his hair, to have his hair cut off, which means to use the money set aside by his father for his own korbanos, b'nezirus, as we turn to the Chav Ches Amid Aleph, b'zman shein stumen. If the money is sasum, there is a halach l'maish m'sinai that says the son could use it. V'loi b'zman sheimu for Russian. Not when the money is clearly delineated for what korban it goes. There, by Naziris, it doesn't work either. The halach l'maish m'sinai is very concise and specific. A son using the moy stumim of the father. But moy stumim works. So I would have thought maybe moy stumim works by, moys works also by chatos. Talmud Loimer, there's a third karbonai. Where's the third karbonai? In Perik Dalet of Vayikra. Pasuk Lamed Beis concerning the yachid by keves. The pasuk reads, im keves, yavi karbonai lechatos nekevet mi yiviena. So therefore comes the third karbonai. Karbonai, be karbonai hu yaitse vena yaitse be karbonai. That even there where we're talking about money, it's not only that you can't use your father's animal by a chatos, we learn out for karbonai that not only the animal you can't use, you can't even use the money. I nazir, nazir is halach l'maish m'sinai, it's an exception, you cannot learn from nazir. How do I know? Because that's why it says three times karbonai. Yachol, I still need another pasuk to teach me the following. Yachol lo yatzu b'moshe frish aviv. The Bach puts in the word aviv. I would think that he's not yatzu by a chatas with the money that his father was mafrish. Afilu min akala ala kala, or min achamura ala chamura, even from equal level. Easy, easy, hard, hard. By money, as we just learned out. Avo yatzu b'korban. Shehifrish la atzmoi. Maybe if you yourself, not your father, you yourself designated money for, let's say, a kala, for dam, and now you say, you know what, let me use that money for a chattis that I also am chaya for Shabbos, or vice versa. Maybe that does work. Maybe only not from your father, Talmud Loimer. The pasuk says, and really, this is one of the psukim that we had before. This is in Perek Dal Pasuk Chavches, the one that was speaking about Yochid by Siras Ezim. This was the second Korbanoi. And in fact, if you look at Tosfos, at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the second last line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, Va'af in the middle, Va'af al-pisha darashnu kvar shloisha korbanois, Taisa says, what do we need a new drasha? We already exhausted the three karbonis. But ato bol lidrosh al chatosoi. Achihei karbonai l'shem chatosoi vafilo adam echad. Taisa says that the Gemara now is not learning it from the word karbonai. Because that pasuk has more words. It has words karbonai al chatosoi. And this limud is from the words al chatosoi. What do I learn out? Achihei karbonai l'shem chatosoi. That you yourself cannot switch the animal from one chattis that you were chayiv on to another chattis that you were chayiv on. Chattosai, it's the one that you designated. You can't go and switch it. So that's what I learned out from there. And now we still have one more limit. And actually, this limit is going to be again from the word al-chattosai. And where do we find al-chattosai? We find another pasuk, and this is a new pasuk, in Vayikra, Perik, Dalet, Pasuk, Lamed, Hei. The pasuk says, "Let's call chelba yaser kasher yuser chelav akeves mizevah hashlam vehikter akoyin oisim amizbeich alishi Hashem vechiper alav akoyin al chatosoi asher chotav nisach loy." So we have again the words al chatosoi. What do I learn out from this repetition of the word al chatosoi? Yachol lo yetsa yatsa bebehemo shehifrish laatzmoi. You're right. You learned up from the first al-chatosai that you cannot use an animal that you yourself designated for another chatas. And now the Bach and the Marav Runchberg take the word afilu, which you will find on the next line, and right next to it is a big aleph with a brackets. They take that word afilu and they put it in here because it makes more sense, the afilu by kala ala kala as opposed to kala ala chamura. Again, let's go with the word afilu. Yachol lo yatsu b'mehem ashir v'shal atzmai afilu min ha-kala ala kala min ha-chamura ala chamura. I would think you cannot be yotze with an animal that you set aside for yourself to use from one to the other, even if it's on an equal level. It's kala kala or chamura chamura. And also not, which is more self-understood, min ha-kala ala chamura min ha-chamura ala kala, when you're changing levels. There you can't use not only your father's, you can't even use your own. Now what's the logic of that? Shekain. Im hifrish behem ala chela, behevi ala dam. Because if you set aside this animal for eating chela, and then you by accident, or as we'll soon see, even if you did it on purpose, you now want to switch it for an aveira of dam. Oy ala dam behevi ala chela, or you set it aside for dam, and now you want to bring it for chela, and which they're both on the same level. No, that doesn't work. Why? Shaharei loy mo'al v'loy kiper. Because if you did it b'shoigeg, Tosfos, the top Tosfos, let's learn it quickly inside. He explains pshat here. B'shoigeg, shaharei loy mo'al b'shoigeg, im shogag v'hikrif korban al adam, korban shal chaylev. If by accident you switched it around, you took a korban that you had set aside for dam, and now you want to use it for chaylev, you're not mo'al. Why? Why are you not moil? You're using it not for its intended purpose. Me'ila is when you use something for yourself. The answer is you're not considered having any pleasure from this. Da'akati b'kedusha sayu koi, Taisa says. It's still in the same level of holiness. Kivan, de behema kedusha, kedusha saguf. It has an intrinsic value. V'loi nafak l'chulim b'hachi. It didn't go out to chulim. Kivin shloinanami menu, you had no anaf from it. Loi keeper b'mezid d'loyasa klum she'ein the yachlis kaper b'korban sheldam klal. If you look at the bottom of this Tosfos, four lines before the end, he brings a gemara in Krisis chavzayin mebeis, which says va'achri shanu roin b'shoigeg d'lav moal. It's supposed to say dinu kishin eschaven leker chatus chelav v'lasas chatus dam d'loy keeper. So Tosfos is explaining that these two things go together. Shaharei loy mo'al and memela, one follows the other, v'loy keeper. Which means that if you by accident switched a chatos behema from, let's say, chelev to dam, so since b'shoigeg you would not be mo'al. Why? Because you haven't made the animal chulin. It's staying on the same level of Kedusha. You've just switched it from one Chiyuv Chatas to the other Chiyuv Chatas. So therefore, it won't work for Kapora either. Whether you did it B'shoigeg, or whether you intentionally wanted to switch it from Dam to Chelev, since you're not able to bring it out L'chulin, if you would be able, we'll soon see, by money, You would be able to bring it to Chulin, because it only has Kedushas Damim. But by an animal which has Kedushas Aguf, so you cannot bring it to Chulin. If you cannot bring it to Chulin, then you cannot make it holy for the other purpose. If you could bring it to Chulin, then there would be a logic to say that if I want to transfer what this is being Mechaper, this Chattas, to another Aveira that I did, I make it chulin, and then I magdish it for the other one. But since we find that I'm not moil, it stays with its level of kedusha. It doesn't go to chulin. Memela the din is the second halacha. One halacha follows the other. Memela loy kiper. I cannot get kapora. And you know what? I can't get kapora for anything. I cannot get kapora for the chelev, because it was supposed to go for the dam. and I'm unable to bring it to Chulin so that I could re-sanctify it and now use it for the Chalev, so that doesn't work. So it's no good for the Chalev. It's not good for the Dam because I didn't designate it in the end for the Dam. I switched it to the Chalev. So it's not good for anything. I'm going to have to bring a new Chatas. But the point is, the Halacha is Sharei Loi Mo V'Loi Kippur, because I'm talking about a Behemo. Avol, I would have thought, Yoitze b'moy shehifrish la'atzmoy minakal l'kalu minachamur l'chamura. Or minachamur l'kalu minakal l'chamura. I would have thought that then I could. Why? Shekeinim hifrish la'atzmoy mois minachelev. Vehevi al adam, or al adam vehevi al achelev, share moa v'kiper. As the Rush on the side explains, ze l'shoinoi, divri amaschel share moa v'kiper, shamois ein bohem kedushas aguf. Kishenosan, Nosnan liknois ben behemo, litzarech korban acher, yotzu l'chulen, hilkach kiper. Buy money, if you use that money to buy an animal for a different chiyuv of a korban, but at that moment when you took the holy money and you purchased the animal becomes kaddish, the money goes l'chulen. So since I am able to desanctify the money, so that enables me to make the animal, even though it's for a different chiyuv, I am able to make it holy. Oh, if I'm able to make it holy, and therefore I am moyel, because if I caused the money to become first chulin, I was moyel. The definition of me'ilah, that's a din in me'ilah, that when you're moyel, the item you were moyel in is yaitzel chulin. So by the Kedushas Aguf, when I switched it to another Chiyuv, I didn't make it into Chulin. So I'm Loi Mo'al, no Me'ila, and therefore Loi Kiper. Whether I do it B'Shoigeg, B'Mezid, I don't get Kapora. But here where B'Shoigeg, I am able to to make the Kedusha go away. I am able to make it into Chulin. I am Moyel. If I am Moyel, then I am able to sanctify it for the other Chiyuv and the Kiper. As a result, I should be able to have Kapora. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Loimar Al-Chatosoi. So that's why I need the second Al-Chatosoi in Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed Hey to teach you know that even by money, you're not able, even by your own money, not your father's money, you're unable to move it from one to the other. That is the Achie Korboni L'Shem Chatoi. The Korban has to be, whether it's money or whether it's a animal, it has to always go for the original thing, the original Aveira that you set it aside, whether it's Kala Chamura, Chamura Kala, Kala Kala, Chamura Chamura, you cannot switch from one to the other. That now we finished the Brisa. Now comes Rav's question on Rav Nachman. Tani mi, as we learned back on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, in the middle of this whole discussion, the Gemara had used, the Brisa had used the following expression: Sharei ein od megalech al behemus aviv b'naziris. That by naziris, there's no precedent that you can use an animal of your father. By money, there's a precedent you could use the moy stumim that your father left you over if you became a nazir after his death. But by behema, there is no such precedent. So wait a second. That means you're saying that a behema is not moy stumim. You're differentiating between a behema and moy stumim. You're right. A behema is considered not moy stumim, as we learned in yesterday's shir, because a behema is difficult to sell. Why? You have to wait till it gets a mum in it if he was magdishit. But wait a second, why aren't you not mechalek between a behema and a baal mum? It doesn't make a chilek in the brisa. Ketani mi is behema. My love, a fill of baal smum. L'chayrit means even a baal smum. So we have a kasha asro van Rav Nachman. Here we see that a nazir cannot use the animal of his father. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a complete animal or whether it has a mum in it. And according to Rav Nachman, if it has a mum and it's easily transferable into cash, you can sell it. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum. So the din is, it has a halach, it's part of the halach l'maishu m'sinai, that moi stumim is yiplulin adava, and it also has the halach l'maishu m'sinai, that moi stumim a son is able to use the money of his father. So you just said a Baal Mum is money. And here it's mashma, a Baal Mum is not money. A Baal Mum is like any other behemoth that doesn't have a mum in it, and the son will not be able to use that of the father. Zakti Gemara, loy, Rav Nachman will answer, tmima. It's speaking about a tmima, in a chanami. A Baal Mum will be like money. Ask the Gemara, Abu Balasma, my kestumadami. It has a loch of moy stumim. So my, we had the same kasha and teretz in yesterday's shir at the end. My ir yidiktani moy shehifrish of listni balasmum. So why do you have to give me a case just by money that a son can use the money of his father? Tell me an animal, balmum, if the father left it over, the son who became a nazir after his death is able to use it as a korban, to be able to sell it, and then use the money to buy korbanis for his naziris. The Gemara says, "Hachanami, you're right. Delamai chazye lidmei. What when a person's magdish a baal mum, he knows it can't be brought as a korban on the mizbeach. So what is he being magdish it for? It's value. Demei hainamois. Value is money. If you say shav kesef kekesef, the value of something which can be easily transferable into money has a din like mois. So therefore, the brisa didn't go ahead and say baal mum because all baal mum is actually worth is money. So it's, he went right to the point and said money, but ain't a chanami. Of course, in money is value. Shava kesef, which are baal mum, easily convertible into money, is equal to money. Begins the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah discusses up till when a husband is able to be made for the Naziris of his wife. We know that a husband can be made for the Naziris of his wife b'yom shamay, 24 hours from the time that he heard that his wife became a Nazira. And he also can be made for anything that is inui nefesh, that causes his wife to abstain, inui, to have denial, or dvorim shebeinoi lebeinoi, anything that will affect their relationship. Says the Mishnah, Nizrik Allah Echad Ben Adamim. If one of the bloods of the three animals that she has to bring as a korban at the end of her Naziris was already Nizrak, it was sprinkled, the husband is no longer able to be made for the Naziris of his wife. And what is the reasoning for this? The reasoning is, as the Rosh says here on the side, Shalachers Rikas Echod Meadam, even one, he muteris biyayin, ulatamalamesim, veleka su inui nefesh, hilkachloi matzi mefer. What's the whole rationale why he can be mefer? Because of inui nefesh. But once she's able to drink wine, and when is she able to drink wine? According to the sheet of the Tanakhama, not everybody agrees to the Tanakhama, but according to the sheet of the Tanakhama, as soon as one korban has its dum spilt, she's already able to drink. If she's already able to drink, there is no denial on her part because she's able to drink. Then it's too late. The husband has no grounds to be made for the Naziris of his wife. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Now, Tosfos asks a question. According to the Tanakhama, and actually the Gemara is going to ask this on Amud Beis, why can't even... Why couldn't we say a different thing? That why doesn't the Tanakhama say, because she now will have to be Megaleach. When at the end of her Naziris, she has to share, cut off all her hair. She's bald. And the husband could say, now it becomes Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino. I don't want a wife that has a bald hair. So why isn't that the reason? Why are we saying the reason is because of wine that she why are we saying that it's Eino Yachol HaHafer? Because there's no more any nefesh, he should still have grounds to be mefer, because there's dvorim shebeino lebeino. The baldness will affect his relationship with his wife. So even if she's permitted to drink wine, but he can say, I want to be mefer in the naziris of my wife, so that she will not be obligated to cut all her hair off. I can't live with that. It's disgusting. So the answer is, the Gemara tells on Amud Beis, because the Tanakhama says that she's able to wear a wig, a peyon nachris. She's able to wear a wig, and therefore he can't say anymore that's going to be disgusting. And therefore, once the blood has been sprinkled and she's able to drink wine, he's not allowed to be made for it anymore. Tosfos wants to understand why is that enough of a reason to allow her for him to be mefer up till the sprinkling of the dam. So what are you going to say? That she still has a few minutes until the Naziris process, nothing has been sprinkled yet. So what do we say? Nothing has been sprinkled, according to the Tanna Kamma, you're allowed to be mefer. But in a few minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour, the whole process will be over, and then she'll be able to drink wine. So she has a half hour, she has 15 minutes left of not being able to drink wine. And then we say, yes, that's inui, and the husband can nullify it. Ask Tosfos, why should that be? So Tosfos said that is that even a small amount of inui, 15 minutes, a half hour, it's still considered inui. And the Sfas Emes explains, because the pshat is, she has not been able to drink wine for 30 days. So we're not just looking at the 15 minutes, the half hour that's left until the end of all the karbonis, until the end of all the rituals connected with her stopping her naziris. The fact is that it's the end of 30 days. So every moment is considered a major ini nefesh that she was not able to drink wine. So that's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says you don't even have to wait till the dam is sprinkled. Even if one animal was shechted, you cannot be made for, he cannot be made for anymore before the zrikas of dam. And the Gemara is going to explain that this is a din midrabbanan mishum hefsid kachim, because once if he would be able to be made for the Nidorah, the Naziris, then these animals could not be brought for the Karbonis of Naziris, and then it'll come out that there will be a Hefzid. You will not be able to be Zarek the Dam, you won't be able to eat the meat, you won't be able to bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach, it'll come out a Hefzid Kachim, and therefore, Midrabbanan, Rabbi Akiva said, once one animal is Shechted, no, you are no longer able to be made for, the husband cannot be made for her Naziris. That's only at the end of a regular Naziris when she is cutting off her hair in Tahara. But where she has to bring Karbonis at the end of a period of Tuma in order to get back into the Naziris, now she's going to have to start over the Naziris after she became Tummy in the middle. There, Yafir, there the husband can be made for, even if all the karbonis have been shechted and all the blood has been sprinkled. And this logic is very simple. Because the karbonis and the dam that's sprinkled by the naziris when it's tuma, that the taglachas of tuma, that starts the whole naziris over again. So if it starts all the Naziris over again, the Mishnah continues, Shehu Yochel Loimer, Yefshi Be'ishim Nuvelis. I don't want a woman of Nuvelis. Nuvelis means the same as Inui. I don't want a woman who's abstinent, who is in denial, that doesn't let herself enjoy wine. I don't want such. So now, even if the animals were shechted and the blood was sprinkled, the Baal can still be mefer, because now you're starting it over from scratch, the Naziris. He doesn't want to live with such a woman. He can be mefer. Rebbe, or according to one Gersir, Rab Meir, but the Mishnah, in the Mesaras HaShas, it comes out to take out the word Rab Meir, only Rebbe, even though on Amud Beis, we're going to see there, the Gersir remained Rab Meir. Rebbe Oimer, Af B'Tek Lachas HaTahara Yofer, even if he finished all the Shechitas of the Karbonis, and the Zrik of all the Damim, as long as he has not yet made the final taglachas, he's able to be made for. Shehu yachol loimer efshi beishem galachas. I don't want to have a woman who's going to be bald. So in other words, forget about inui, about drinking wine. I want to stop this because of the beino lebeino. This affects our relationship. So his shita is that you can be mefer, not like the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. You're allowed to be mefer even after the shita and even after the zrika. And the rush speaks out here at the bottom of the rush. Nirali that fill in this left kol hadam and mefer. Not only one dam. But even three dam, the Tanakhama says even if one dam lo yefer. The Rush says even if all the dam and of all three animals were sprinkled, according to Rebbe, as long as the taglachas didn't take place, he can protest and be mefer in the door in the Naziris because he doesn't want her to be bald. Now Tosis asks a question: why was the lushan of Rabbi Akiva show yachol loymer yefshi beisha menuvelis? Which is really saying the same thing as he doesn't want a woman with inui. Why don't we use the lashon that we find all over that a baal can be made for mishum inui? Why this new strange lashon, which means the same as inui? So he answers a few terutzim. The Rishonim answered, but one simple teretz says ein echanami. He could have just said simply also inui, but since the lashon of Revi was that the husband could say, "Efshi beisha megalachas, I don't want a woman who is bald." So he used a similar type of lashon. Begins the Gemara. Masnis and the like Rebbe Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Eliezer. We had so far three shitas, and now we're going to bring a fourth shita. We had the shita of the Tanakhama that even if the dam is nizrik on one of the animals, ein yachol lahafer. Because since she has no longer any inui of drinking wine, she's allowed to drink wine. Therefore, there's no grounds for the husband to be made. For we had Rabbi Akiva shita that even after the shchita of one animal mid rabbanim, because of hefsekachim, he cannot no longer be made. For we had the shita of Rebbe that even after the shchita and zrika of all the three korbanos according to the Rush, he is allowed to be mefer because of Dvorim Shebeinah LeBeinah, because he doesn't want a bald wife. And now we have the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, and our Mishnah goes not like Rebbe Eliezer, Masis like Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Taglachas Ma'keves. Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that Taglachas is Ma'akev. You cannot drink wine until she does the final act of cutting off all her hair, v'kivin de la gilch, as long as she hasn't yet been megalech, even if she shechted, all the animals were shechted and the dam was nizrek, asir rebachamer, she's also drink wine, v'kivin de isla nivel, since she has inui, matzi mefer, the husband's allowed to mefer. So it comes out, he says the same halacha as Rebbe in the Mishnah, but not for Rebbe's reason. Rebbe's reason is because of dvorim shebeinah lebeinah, he doesn't want a bald wife. And Rabbi Eliezer's reason is because of inui, because he disagrees with the Tanakhama, who says that once there's rika of one animal, she's mutter to drink wine. He holds she cannot drink wine until after the giluach. Even if you shechted all the animals and did this rika of all the animals, if you didn't do giluach yet, it is mutter for him to be mefer because of inui nefesh, because he doesn't want a woman who's menuvel, and she's still usher to drink wine. The Mesaras HaShas says that we skip the next two words as we turn to Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, and the Gemara now explains the different shitas here. Tana didan sover the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds kivin de is darik ala dam la alter shari b'chamer. As soon as blood is sprinkled, she is mutter in wine. V'holes la nivel. And the only reason why the husband would be allowed to be made for the nazirus of his wife is because of inui. There's no more inui. She's allowed to drink wine. For Rabbi Akiva saw for the second sheet of our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva held afila ishtachit spehema. Even if the animal was shechted, ain't yachal offer before the zrika, he can no longer be made for mishum hefsekachim mid rabbanon. Because of hefsekachim, you're not allowed to be zorik the dam, and you won't be able to bring the emurim on the mizbeach. You won't be able to eat the meat. And as a result of hefsekachim, the rabbanon said that once an animal is shechted, you can no longer be made for the husband is not allowed to be made for the zirus of his wife. Maskiv lo Rav Zera. Ask Rav Zera a question. Why is this so? Lizrik damen shlo lishman. Why does he have to be mafsid kachim in this case? He should be mefer the naziris of his wife, and then he should be zarek the dam, not for the naziris, but for another korban v'yatir basur b'achila. And the basur will be able, in a case of loy lishmo, where it's done for the wrong purpose, it will be mutar b'achila. Milay tanya, didn't we learn a brisa in bey adav chof amid beis? Kivsi atzeres, the two lambs that are brought on shvuas, sheshachten sheloy lishmon, these are shlomim, which were shechted sheloy lishmon, oy sheshachten lifnei zman, or they were shechted before shvuas, oy la'achusman, or they were shechted after shvuas. The din is, hadam yizrek, the dam should be sprinkled, v'abasur yachel, and the flesh is allowed to be eaten. So you see, if something is done loy lishma, you're allowed to eat the meat. So I have a way for him to be made for the naziris of his wife, and then be zayrik the dam shaloy lishma, and the halacha is that the basur could be eaten. V'im hoysa Shabbos lo yizrik. If it was Shabbos, he should not be zayrik, as the Rosh explains, because tikune zifchu. You're like fixing it up, you're enabling that, you're doing something to correct the situation, to enable the korban to be eaten and for the imurim to be brought on the mizbech. And this is comparable, says the Rosh, to fruit that one forgot to take trumas and maisers from, that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yontav, because you're being misakin, so it's a din derabbanan. V'im zarek, and if afal pikein, he was zarek, Hurtza, it is acceptable. One can eat the meat, and the emurim one should do at the end of Shabbos and Yontav. Lahakter emurim, la'erev, you'll do it. Moitzoi Shabbos, moitzoi Yontav. But meanwhile, what do we see from this brisa? That if it's done loy lishma, one can still eat the meat. Your halacha is, with all the korbanos, with the exception of chatas and pesach, as we find in the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim, Dav Beis Amud Aleph, all korbanos that are shechted shaloy lishmon, they are kosher, but they're not oyla l'shem bailam. He has to bring another korban. Pesach and chatas, loy lishmon is posel. So the Gemara is asking that over here, why don't I say that he should revoke his wife's naziris, even after the shechita? I, Rabbi Kiva, said this, hefsek hachem. Do it loy lishma, and then you'll be able to eat the meat. Amri, eat a shechet oyla shalom and marichanami. So I'll tell you, if he shechted oyla shalom, you're right. The first one that he shechted was a chattis, and since a chattis is one of the two exceptions, where if you shechted shalom lishma, the din is that if you did anything shalom lishma, concerning a chattis or a korban pesach, the din is, it's possible. And where do I find that by a nazir? You can bring a chatas first. Kedisnan, like we learned in the Mishnah further on Daf Memheo Mid Aleph, im gilach al achas mishloshten yotza, if he was megaleach just by bringing one of the three, he's yotza. So the Rosh here explains that how is the Gemara learning it out? Because he brings one of the three, it's enough. He'll be mutter in drinking wine with a giluach on one of the three korbanos, and one means anyone, so it could have been the chatas. Ask the Rosh, that really, why are you bringing from the Sefer of that Mishnah? You should bring from the Reisha of that Mishnah. The Reisha says, Beferish, Hoya mevi chatas oilu shlamim. So we see that chatas is able to come first. Why bring it from the end of the Mishnah and make a diuk that it could be chatas? The Rosh answers, he'd rather bring this diuk, because at the same time as bringing this diuk, he's bringing a proof also to the Tanakhama that the heter of drinking wine, you don't have to wait for all three, but just like the giluach helps, even if one of them was nizrak d'dam, the same thing. If one of them was nizrak d'dam, the isser of drinking wine goes away, and therefore there's no grounds, according to the Tanakhama, of the husband nullifying his wife's naziris. So since he could use the sefer not only to prove the point of chatas, but also to help the Tanakhama, he chose, instead of the Reisha, to bring the sefer. So answers the Rosh. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. The Rebbe Kiva said that when do I say that if one animal was shechted, he's not allowed to be mefer. That's when we're speaking about the animals that are brought at the end of a regular Naziris of Tahara. But where the animals are brought in a cutting off of the hair in a taglachas following tumah, there yafir, there he's allowed to be made for the Mishnah 7, neshiyacholoymer yafshi beisha menuvels. I don't want a deprived woman who's abstaining from wine, and the taglachas of tumah and the korbanos that are brought there, they jumpstart the naziris all over. So of course the husband can say, I don't want this naziris. I don't want a woman who's going to be deprived of drinking wine. So there, even if all the animals were shechted and the blood was nizrek, of course the husband is able to be made for Meir. Here we see that the text of the Gemara here is quoting Rab Meir and not Rebbe, as we had on Amud Aleph, according to the gears of the Saris Hashas. Rab Meir Aymer, Afilu B'taglachas Tahara Yofer. Even by a taglachas tahara, you can be made for. I don't want to have a bald wife. The Tanakama. So the Gemara wants to know, why does the Tanakama say that one she becomes permitted in drinking wine? There's no inui. He's not allowed to be made for anymore. What about Rebbe or Reb Meir's Taina that he could say, wait a second, forget about inui. There's Dvorim Shebein Olam Beinah. I can't live with a bald wife, so I want to stop the Naziris. Even if all the animals were shechted, all the blood was Nizrak, I want to stop it because I don't want to live with a Isha Megalachas. V'tanakama Amalach, as we had brought down from Tosfos on Amud Aleph, was quoting this Gemara, Efshir Bepei Nachris, that maybe it's possible that she could wear a wig. And therefore, it won't be a problem of Beinoi LeBeinah. It's not considered, as the Meforish here says, umechsa ke'ena megalachas. It looks like she's not bald because she has hair. So memela, the Tanakama holds that would not be grounds to be made for the Naziris after she became permitted in wine. Rab Meir Sover. What about Rab Meir? What about Pei Anachris? But Pei Anachris, Aydi Dezua Malay Nicholai, as Tosfos explains, the Ramaskol, Aydi Dezua Bohem Zua Mavaina Megufa, Migni Labav Le Nicholai. It's not her own, it belongs to somebody else, and that itself, that his wife is wearing hair that belongs to somebody else, that itself is disgusting to him, and he does not want to live with a wife who's wearing a shetel, a wig, a Pei Anachris either. There are those who bring a proof from our Gemara that since we see that a wig would take away the problem of his wife being bald, so it also would stand to reason that it would take away the problem of a wife having her hair revealed in public, which is sar b'isha erva, which is not permitted. So if a woman was wearing a shetel, just like a shetel takes away the baldness issue here in our sugya, it would take away the problem of a woman walking around with her hair uncovered. The Be'er Sheva, and Shas Jews Be'er Sheva, Simon Yud Ches, disagrees, and he shows that this proof is not a proof, and he, in fact, prohibits a Pe'a Nachris. He prohibits women from wearing shetels. Roif Poiskim, of course, are mater. The din of Saris Isha are considered erva. There is no such problem with Pei Anachris. And so writes the Shilta Gibor Masech to Shabbos Daf Pei Vav. The only Isser is when a woman walks around with hair open, which is Devukos Lipsar, which is attached to herself. There is a machlokas. What happens if a woman will shave her own hair and form that hair into a shetel, whether she's allowed to use that? Is that considered a problem of Sar B'Isha Erva when it's not attached to her and she's wearing as a shetel her own hair? The Ramon Simonayin Hay Sif Beis permits Pei Anachris. He does not say including when the Pei Anachris, the wig, is made from a woman's own hair. The Magen Avram and the Prima Gadim say that in general a shetel is mutter. However, there are women, even in our times, who do not wear a shetel. They have a different head covering for their hair, or they wear a shetel, but on top of the shetel they wear a hat as well. Every woman should be knowing, according to the Mesorah, of her imois to do the minig that she was brought up with as far as wearing shaitels. Begins the new Mishnah. Ha'ish madris b'nai b'nazir. A father has an ability to make his son into a nazir. What is the lashon that he uses? Says the Rosh. Even if he's a katan and all the din of nazirus is on him, says the Rosh. And his father brings the korbanos, and if he became tamei, the father has to bring korban tumah. And what he says is, tehei nazir, you should be a nazir, and the son becomes a nazir. Or he says to his son, be mekabel on yourself nazirus. Taisus and divrei maskil ha'ish mara benoi benazir says, yehei b'ni nazir, my son should become a nazir. And the day start right away, even if the son doesn't know that the father has made him into a nazir. However, a woman cannot make her son into a nazir, and likewise, a father cannot make his daughter into a nazira. Even though the father can make his son into a nazir, the son can protest, or relatives can protest. The Rosh on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis says that relatives can only protest if there is no father. This itself seems to be a machlokes. Continues the Mishnah, Gilach. If he protested by shaving, the son did. Or the relative shaved him. Micha, he protested. Or the relative has protested. So the din is that it revokes the Naziris. The son has the ability to revoke the Naziris in this fashion. What happens if the father had already designated an animal or a number of animals for, actually you need three animals, a kevis, a kivsa, and an ayil for a chatas, ayil, and shlamim. So what happens if we had already designated this? So now we have a similar problem to what we had in the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet, where the wife designated an animal for Naziris, and the husband revoked her Naziris. So now what happens with this leftover animal? The din is hachatas tamas. There's no more chiyev to bring a chatas of another, so the chatas dies. V'oila tikra v'oila. The oila should be brought as an oila. U'shlam yikru v'shlam. And the shlam should be brought for shlamim, but the shlamim have a din of shalmi nedava. They don't have a din of shalmi nazir, and therefore they have slightly different dinim. V'nechol yomecha, they're only eaten one day, as opposed to the shlam of a nazir, which will be eaten for 2 days and one night. V'ein atun in lechem, they don't need bread, as opposed to the shlamim of a nazir, which will need bread. But now that we're changing it, because it was left over, because it wasn't needed, therefore it has new dinim. The same as we had in Chav Dalet Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, if what was left over from the father, which he set aside for his the son's end of Naziris, was money that was not specified which part of the money is for the oila, which part for the shlam, which part for the chatas, yiplu nedava, so that goes on the kayetz hamizbech. When the mizbech is not having any other sacrifices on it, it's brought as oilus nedava, mois mufarashim. What happens if he had three piles of money? This pile the father had set aside would be for the oila, this for the chatas, this for the shlamim. So the din is, demei chatas yelchul yamamelech. The money of the chatas goes to the Yav Melech, it's destroyed. Whatever the din is by the behema, the din is similar by the money. Just like the behema has to die by a chatas, if he can't use it, the money goes to the Yav Melech, it's destroyed in the Yav Melech. Loi nenin, v'loi moelin. There's no din me'ila, because once the money has now been designated to be destroyed, there is no longer any chiyuv mila if somebody b'shoigeg used that money for chulndika purposes. But there is midrabbanan. There's still an isser of loinanin. One should not have enough from the money midrabbanan. The mei oila, the money of the oila, yaviu oila. They should bring a korban oila. Umoyalim. There is a din of meila because this is a regular korban oila, and it's not being brought, money is not being brought l'ibud, it's being brought to use for a korban oila. There would be a din mila. Demei shlamim of you shlamim. With the money of the shlamim, you bring a shlamim. V'nechol l'yomechad v'ein tun l'lechem. These shlamim, since they are not the shalmei of a nazir, but rather they're shlamim of a netter or a nedava, they have different dinim, and the din is, they're eaten for at one day, and not 2 days and one night. And they do not require bread.